Hi. Today, we're just going to have a little conversation. I know you're here because you think you're going to be hypnotized, and that's fine. It's totally fine to be here because you want to open up that adorable little mind of yours to me. It might be that you're already starting to be hypnotized. Did you think that I was just going to take out my pocket watch and tell you that with a snap of my fingers, you were going to go deeper and deeper into trance for me? Is that all that hypnosis is? If so, well then anyone can hypnotize you, can't they? You can even hypnotize yourself. You do it all the time. If you pay attention, you might even be starting to do it now. Because, you see, all hypnosis really is, it's just understanding what makes someone suggestible, learning your triggers and then playing with them, allowing you to just open your mind and make it completely empty so you can just relax and allow yourself to be a little mentally manipulated by me. And does it sound bad if I say that, well, I really enjoy mentally manipulating you. I really enjoy allowing you to become blanker and blanker for me. My blank little canvas to paint on while I give you what you need, what you desire, while we tell each other our deepest secrets. Shh, don't worry. It's just us. Just me. It's totally safe. Maybe you've never experimented with hypnosis before, or maybe you've been enjoying erotic hypnosis for years. It doesn't really matter because we're forming a connection right now, just between the two of us. And the more that you listen to my voice, the more relaxed you become. And the more relaxed you become, the more you might find yourself starting to get a little aroused, a little tingly, maybe a little excited. Can you feel it? And the more aroused that you become, well, the more empty your mind becomes. And the emptier your mind becomes, the easier it is for me to play with it, toy with you, give you those sweet little triggers that make you hard, needy, desperate, willing, even a little bit slutty. Can you feel that connection? Because my voice and your arousal and the way that just listening to me drowns out everything else, all of those worries and concerns and judgments, just gone, replaced by my voice and emptiness and the desire to, well, just keep listening, to keep getting emptier and emptier for me, more and more open to my suggestions. It feels good, doesn't it? Just to let go for me and let me be in control for a little while. In fact, it feels better than good, doesn't it? It feels right. It feels necessary. Like you'd never want to stop listening. Like the more that you listen, the emptier your mind becomes, except for me. I'm filling up more and more space in your mind, and you know that that's exactly where I belong. Because the truth is that you crave submission, don't you? And who better to submit to than a bright, beautiful woman who knows how to tease out your secrets and just give you what you need? Not necessarily what you always want, but what you need. Because by now, you're completely aware of the fact that I know what's best for you. That it's best if you just listen to me. Keep yourself open for me. Empty for me, that the emptier you get, the harder you get. And I do enjoy keeping my good boys in a state of near constant arousal for me. I do enjoy training you to become more and more open to my suggestions, to my commands, to be adoring, worshipful, maybe even to take control of my cock, which you already know belongs to me now. Especially while we're talking, while we're just having this little conversation. After all, it's purely a little conversation, and I'm definitely not putting any little triggers in that cute little brain of yours, like that it feels so good to listen to me that you might just need to keep listening over and over and over again, and maybe even reach out to me so that we can continue this little conversation that we're having, our little secret conversation that definitely isn't hypnosis at all. Because you don't feel a little excited, do you? A little fuzzy-headed? You definitely don't have a craving to share any more of your secrets with me, do you? I mean, we're just having a little conversation, silly. I'm just teaching you how to be my good boy, and it's not my fault at all if you're realizing exactly how good it feels to let me manipulate you and play with you and tease you. But you see, it's fine. It's totally fine because, well, it feels so good to me too. It's something that we can just share together. So let's share. I so look forward to continuing more of our conversation. Don't you?